Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Hunter Biden is expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax crimes during a court hearing in Wilmington, Delaware today. The hearing is also expected to address a deal between the Department of Justice and Hunter to avert prosecution of a felony charge of illegally possessing a firearm as a drug user. After a five-year investigation, Hunter was facing a maximum sentence of 12 years in prison for the gun violation alone. Biden received at least $1.5 million in income each year, 2017 and 2018, and willfully did not pay taxes. Charges there were lowered to misdemeanors by the Department of Justice in their plea deal with Hunter. A federal judge is denying the Biden administration's new rules for asylum seekers at the southern border. The judge ruled against the new rule that allows immigration authorities to deny asylum to migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border if they did not first apply online or seek protection in a country they passed through. The judge put the ruling on hold for 14 days as an expected appeal should be coming down. The ACLU brought the lawsuit against the administration, arguing the policy is unlawful. There is a much-anticipated UFO hearing happening today in Congress.
Former U.S. intelligence official David Grush will testify before the House Oversight Committee. He's recently claimed U.S. government knowledge of non-human technology. He'll be joined by former Navy pilots who have reported multiple encounters with unidentified aerial phenomena. Lawmakers in both chambers of Congress have ramped up efforts for greater disclosures from the Pentagon, including legislation filed by top Democrats in the U.S. Senate. I'm Ryan Daniels.
They can be like a second set of parents or great friends you're related to. Today is officially National Aunt and Uncle Day. USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
One GOP lawmaker is telling presidential candidates to get out of the race if there's no way for them to win.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney is urging long-shot Republican candidates to drop out of the presidential race sooner rather than later. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed, he appealed to Republican donors to encourage non-competitive candidates to withdraw by February. Romney's goal is to prevent a crowded primary that might boost former President Trump, the current dominant GOP candidate. As a vocal critic of Trump, Romney stood alone among Republican senators in voting to convict Trump in his first impeachment trial. I'm John Schaefer.
Someone in Vermont is a bad actor on the paused set of Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice?
Yeah, that's it.
Name's Beetlejuice?
Ah, you've done it twice. Just say it once more. Come on.
The Hollywood strike isn't the only thing setting back production on Beetlejuice 2. This week, Vermont authorities announced they're investigating the theft of two large props that were stolen straight from the set of the movie. The investigation began nearly 2 weeks ago after a large lamp post topped with a pumpkin was reportedly stolen by someone in a pickup truck. 3 days later, a nearly 200-pound sculpture was taken from the production set at a cemetery. I'm Corey Myers.
Skittles Candies is coming out with a new flavor this summer. Mustard flavored. Will be making their debut August 5th. USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you think it's easy being me, huh? How you doing? Happy Wednesday. It's hump day all over the place. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. He is Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Mr. Rick. How are we doing, buddy?
I assume I'm in affliction now.
What?
It's a hardship. Since I'm a hardship, it's not easy to be you. You've got to interview me.
Hey. Well, you know, we got hip surgery coming up on Friday, so.
Oh man.
Yeah. So I'm told I'm supposed to be able to leap tall buildings at a single bound after that. But hey, all I'm praying for is the doctor. You know, he gets the right leg. You know,
the left right thing is kind of important.
Well, you know, I was talking to a nurse, and you know why that gets to be a problem? And it makes sense when she explained it to me. And that is when the doctors are at the foot of the operating table, right? Everything is just the opposite. So their right hand is your left leg, and their left is the right hand, right? So, you know, they think right, and they think right to them, not right to the patient necessarily. So. I'm making sure I've got a marker, everything.
Yeah, definitely. This, do not, wrong leg. You need to just, like, marker up and down the leg. Wrong leg.
Yeah.
Do not touch.
So all that to say.
Your arrows pointing
yes,
that way.
Exactly. Lest we jest, hopefully the next time we talk, I'm not saying, Rick, they did it. They did the wrong picking leg.
That's not right. I don't know. I think the listeners think you do leap buildings in a single bound, so they're kind of confused as to why you need this.
Yeah, really. Well, it was for my golf game, really. You know, that's the other thing,
that.
Too. Yeah, because that's really important. Let's have some real fun here. Real quick before we get into the I word. I got to say, a lot of people were really impressed with RFK and the interview, the town hall with Hannity. Although I got to say, Hannity was irritating me a little bit because he didn't allow Robert Kennedy to finish his thoughts, and he kept cutting him off, and I kept going, let him talk. You know, because the guy, especially when it came to, you know, his position on ivermectin and some of these other alternatives, I thought he had a lot of great things to say there, and, you know, Hannity kept cutting him off. My humble criticism.
No, I think that's a fair criticism. Every broadcaster, every interviewer has their own style, and Sean's style is not to get out of the way. He's the star, and he doesn't get out of the way of the person he's interviewing. Mm-hmm. And that's fine because it works for him. You know, he's been very successful with that style. Right. But it doesn't mesh well when you're interviewing somebody who the public wants to see more than you, and you're presumably reaching out beyond your own personal audience. So it's a, you know, mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a challenge. And you know, quite honestly, I'm a little bit controversial on the Robert Kennedy Jr. stuff.
Well, I want you to have that opportunity. I'm doing a Sean Hannity. I'm cutting you off here for just
right.
a second.
Only because
you made a good point, and that is, yes, every interviewer has their own style. And for me, just to kind of clarify, what I try to do is, because of my old radio days, when I was a programmer of music, I don't know if I've told you or not, but what I would tell the guys and gals that were, if I can still use gals, is that an appropriate pronoun or am I going to offend somebody? I'm sorry. But anyway, you know, the female types, you know. Anyway,
yeah.
And that's probably another offense,
whatever
too.
That is.
Yeah.
Whatever
so anyway, is. Yeah, I don't know. It's so crazy. But anyway, back in those days, what was king was the music. And I would tell the guys, I said, look at, you know, each radio, each song is about $250,000 that you're playing, and you're talking in between. Don't mess up the environment. You got to honor that $250,000. Now it's probably half, some cases more, but somewhere now $250,000 to $500,000 worth of studio production. So honor that. That's the king of the show, all right? And so when I started doing an interview show, that was my approach, is that you're the $250,000, you're the $500,000 property. You are, the guests are, and I am here to try to, you know, pull things together and coordinate so that our audience is blessed by the brilliance that you have that you take for granted. And I recognize that, and I want them to see it, and as we've said before, is whatever you and I, you know, talk about, hopefully it motivates them to do a deeper dive and say, okay, because it's not like we want to tell. This is the problem we had in America with journalism and the media in large, is they're in this, I'm telling you what you should believe and what you should know. And our approach is, look, I have a lot more respect for your intelligence. I want to bring smart people on to get you to critically think and own your own knowledge. Is that fair?
That's exactly the approach I take with the Daily Torch and all the products we put out, because the objective is to provide people with information and provide them with, in the case of the written stuff over the internet, provide them with links and things so they can check. I mean, I don't want people to just blindly say, oh, I heard these people are saying this. I want people to be able to be Bereans, to look
yes,
it up
exactly.
themselves, challenge yeah. it themselves, because there's no, you know, wisdom is not accumulated in a single brain. It is a, you know, it's some, and something that you might see in the research or in the primary document
right.
might, you know, will inform the information. What's more, it'll make it yours. So
exactly.
you can go and you can then tell others, because we're like, you know, this is a waste of time if we're just shouting into the air and nobody hears it, nobody receives it, nobody does anything with it. So
exactly.
it's a, so that's so informing of people. And in terms of RFK Jr., the challenge I have is pretty simple. He's like a brand new convert to this idea that we shouldn't be censored. In 2014, he wrote a piece that was in Huffington Post, where he advocated censoring, basically driving into bankruptcy ExxonMobil, driving and going after Koch brothers and putting them out of business, putting a number of nonprofits out of business, including the one I run, Americans for Limited Government, because we were, while not directly mentioned, we were part of a coalition he wanted to drive into the ground and make it so it could not exist. And all over the fact that we didn't agree on climate change. We have a
yeah.
disagreement, a fundamental disagreement.
Mm.
And so he wanted to censor and shut down arguments that were countered his climate change arguments in 2014. So I'm a little skeptical. I understand being converted because you got censored yourself, but I'm a little skeptical when somebody suddenly becomes a big advocate on it when they were willing to do the exact same thing just a few
yeah.
short years before.
No, I agree with you. My skepticism comes from, he's a Democrat. The platform of the Democratic Party is anathema to my beliefs. But it was refreshing to be able to hear a Democrat who could make sense on certain topics. That's all I'm saying. And I was particularly interested in...
I agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Rick Manning. Stay with us. It's 15 after right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry recently announced a new outreach in Cameroon, a country that is predominantly Christian but often blurs the truth of the gospel with local religions and traditions. It's easy for new believers to blend the gospel with their traditional beliefs, resulting in a mixed-up religion that's not really Christianity at all. This is why it's so important for new believers to be firmly grounded in gospel truth according to God's Word. The Tide Ministry utilizes local languages to share the unerring Word of God with millions of listeners who might not have heard the true gospel before. To combat the confusion of local religious influence, mistranslations, or other false teachings, we strive to teach the pure scriptural truth about Jesus. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the truth about Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Rick Manning, he's the president of Americans for Limited Government. He's with us. Well, Leader McCarthy is now saying that precious I word and is, I think it's knocking the knees of Democrats combined with, you know, this evidence. I mean, you can only deny so much. And now with some of the stuff that's leaking, which is interesting, you know, it's about time some of the stuff would leak in favor of conservatives. But some of the stuff that's leaking out of Devin Archer And of course, you know, and I keep saying, Rick, I go, yeah, here we are. We're talking like Devin Archer is the linchpin. Well, what happened to Tony Bobulinski? I thought what Tony Bobulinski had to say was extremely revealing, but it's like, lest they, you know, they just set him aside for a while. They put him on timeout, but I guess they're waiting for the combination of Bobulinski and Devin Archer. And I'm going, why do we need Devin Archer when you got Tony Bobulinski, who was in the room and has already said all this stuff? Right?
Well, I think in this case, what they're trying to do, what the House has been trying to do, is to know the answer to every single question, or at least be smart enough to know the questions to ask. Mm-hmm. And so by putting together the kind of money laundering scheme, by tracking the banks, by going after some of the banking information from Treasury, which is still is unclear whether Treasury has given the House the banking information that they, mm-hmm. that they're looking for.
Right.
But by putting those kinds of things together, by talking about all the peripheral characters, then you bring in a Bobulinski and you bring in an Archer, who both the way were, Bobulinski was the head of the company that Hunter Biden was in and that ran that had the money laundering scheme, and Devin Archer was his partner in putting it together. So mm-hmm. people ask, who was, you know, this is a pretty complex scheme that requires smart people to do it, and you know, the Bidens may not, how did they do that? Well, the answer is Devin Archer and Tony Bobulinski. So
I think the other answer, Rick, lies in Ukraine, because this isn't the first time that they did this. Ukraine, these guys are 10-degree black belts in money laundering, okay?
Well, so that's very true.
You know what I'm saying? So they can find somebody there who says, okay, yeah, this is a basic deal. This is a 1-2-3 money laundering scheme that we do all the time. This is how this works. And they start,
well,
you know, they... I'm just saying. Yeah. I think
no,
that guy's out there.
And Zelikowski, who is the guy who was the head of Burisma, who hired mm-hmm. Hunter and all that.
Who wanted to hire his dog, but he couldn't hire his dog. He had to hire Hunter.
Right. That's pretty funny. But yeah. Yeah, according to a confidential human source, it may or may not be reliable, but it seems to be. He basically said it'll take 10, the system I put together laundering the money, it'll take 10 years for them to unwind it. So he bragged that he put the system together to launder the money. And, you know, whether or not, given the fact he bragged that before any of us knew that the money was being, there was money being laundered, there's a sense that it may be at least partial truth in that. The bottom line is now we've got Bobulinski and Devin Archer who are doing depositions with the House. And that is kind of the, you know, we know this happened. We know this happened. We suspect this happened. It'll take all the things where they suspect something happened, either confirm it or not confirm it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for instance, we've got good reason to know that Joe Biden is the big guy because it seems to indicate that in Hunter's laptop, but also in the Ukraine, they called him the big guy. So there's reason to believe that he's the big guy. But certainly, and we know from the past that Bobulinski has been public, has said that he's the big guy. But now they're going to get it under oath that, you know, Joe Biden's the big guy. You're going to get, what was Joe Biden's cut on this stuff? And you're going to get all that kind of information. You know, what business were you in? It's very suspicious. You didn't have any offices. You didn't have anything like that. But what business were you in? And, you know, they say, well, what we're selling was Joe Biden, access to Joe Biden and things he could get done. Can you name us some things that Joe Biden got done for a client? And perhaps they come forward and they say blank X, Y, and Z were delivered, at which point you have the quid, you got the pro, and that, and then you got the quo. They're what they got in return. So that's what's happening this week. And the real important piece of what Kevin McCarthy said was, he was talking about taking it, the actually make it a formalized impeachment inquiry, and because there's different power that the House of Representatives have under the circumstances. For instance, the executive branch has limited executive privilege, limited ability to shield information that is within the executive branch from Congress during an impeachment inquiry. It's effectively, it's the answer to the question, how come the January 6th commission was able to throw people in jail because they didn't show up on time for subpoenas? And the answer to that question was, it was given the power of an impeachment inquiry by Nancy Pelosi. And so by having more power than a normal committee, it is able to get information that it otherwise can't get. And one thing to look for is, I suspect that the Treasury Department has not been very helpful in terms of turning over bank records and differences.
Well, it's clear. Yes, it's clear they're running interference. You know, I had this.
If they haven't, the key is that's something to look for, because they won't be able to block that inquiry in court, and they will have to turn over that those documents. So those are some things to watch for, and that's why McCarthy's stepping forward on this matters, because this escalates the inquiry and puts it on steroids.
Exactly. Well, and this is what the American people want, because they're frustrated, Rick. You're hearing it on your end as well. They're frustrated because we go through all, you know, these hearings, we see all this stuff, and going, wait a minute, how many blue dresses do you need to collect here? We got blue dresses coming out the yin-yang, and nobody's going to jail, nobody's being indicted, you know, nobody's being impeached. I mean, this is absurd. The other thing, I want to throw this thought at you. You know, Comer is talking that we're looking at somewhere, I don't know, 20, could be $30 million that the Bidens got here, and I'm thinking, that number seems so low to me, because why would somebody jeopardize their legacy, their reputation, you know, as a government official, you know, for $30 million. I mean, to me, that's chump change on the Beltway. I think we're going to find, you know, a mother load of a stream here that's going to open this thing up, that we're going to end up dealing with mega millions of dollars. And also, when we talk about a big guy, when you really pull on that big guy string, there's a bigger guy who happened to be president, whose name has not come up whatsoever, and I just cannot believe that Barack Obama, you know, here he is the president, and known, everybody knew, has known him as a micromanager, that he's not going to know about the shenanigans that his own vice president, his secretary of state, both secretary of states, had done with foreign companies and collecting money. I mean, was there some arrangement? You talk about having all these, you know, confusing entities that people would take them 10 years to figure out where the money went. Well, was there some backdoor money going to the Obamas somehow? I don't know. I just lay that out there as a possibility.
I think it's a possibility as well. The one I'm actually more focused on is the FBI had to know this was going on. The CIA had to know this was going on. It is impossible for them not to have known this was going on. Mm-hmm. These are overseas transactions. You've got massive amounts of money going through, you know, going through the banking system. It is not, it defies credulity that they didn't know. Well, and so the question then becomes more nefarious.
Right. It's how the deep state owns our government, Rick. Right?
Exactly right.
Because it answers the question, why
did they hide the Hunter Biden laptop? And the answer may be that because they had a controllable entity in Biden who they had stuff on, and they didn't have a controllable entity in Trump who they didn't.
Yeah. It may not be a foreign country, and not a big surprise here. It could be, you know, something like a J. Edgar Hoover operation. I got files on you, right? I got files. I got pictures. You're done. I own you.
Yep, and that's a possibility that I think we may find out it was true. It's a question.
See what you dug up?
I have to answer.
You see what you dug up? Rick Manning,
thank
you.
Reporting that thousands of illegal disposable vapes are pouring into the U.S. from China, despite recent action by the FDA. Here's former Congresswoman Mary Bono.
A wave of illegal disposable vapes in kid-friendly flavors is flooding in from China. The FDA needs to act now and pull them off store shelves. As a mother and former policymaker, I can tell you there's no time to wait.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden is expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax crimes during a court hearing in Wilmington, Delaware today. The hearing is also expected to address a deal between the Department of Justice and Hunter to avert prosecution of a felony charge of illegally possessing a firearm as a drug user. After a five-year investigation, Hunter was facing a maximum sentence of 12 years in prison for the gun violation alone. Biden received at least $1.5 million in income each year, 2017 and 2018, and willfully did not pay taxes. A federal judge is denying the Biden administration's new rules for asylum seekers at the southern border. The judge ruled against the new rule that allows immigration authorities to deny asylum to migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border if they did not first apply online or seek protection in a country they pass through. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Jenny Beth Martin is with us. She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action. Hey, Jenny Beth, good morning. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Always enjoy our time here. Look, you're talking to groups all across the country. And all that this country of ours, the United States of America, is dealing with, what is the main concern that you're hearing, you know, from the people that you're talking with?
Bill, I think that is the question that I struggle with, because the main concern seems to be different for different groups of people. Mm-hmm. I think that the main concern is that the government has so much power that it is impacting our lives in very unexpected ways that wind up being harmful to our families, whether it's with the economy, whether it is with what's happening with the transgender movement in our schools, whether it is the lack of border security, which leads to an increase in illegal drug usage in our country, and also, as we're learning from the Sound of Freedom movie,
exactly,
child trafficking and human trafficking. So all of these problems are a result of the government that is just out of control and drunk on power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what you're pointing to here, Jenny Beth, and what I'm running into the same thing, and that we're talking fundamental values of the American idea and the American citizen, basic fundamental values that are in conflict, and we're looking up and the lights are turned on, and we're in conflict of all people, not China, not Russia, our own government, Jenny Beth. Right?
Yeah, that's right. China is a problem. Russia is a problem. There are definitely problems, and I think that people acknowledge that they're problems, but when it comes right down to it, what are they most concerned about? Parents and grandparents are concerned about what's happening to their children, what they're seeing happen to their children every single day in school. And whether you are liberal or conservative, whether you are in favor of what's going on with the transgender movement or against it, you sit there looking at your children and you're wondering, are they getting the education they need to be able to compete in the society that is emerging in front of us, in the economy that is emerging in front of us? Will they know how to use AI? Will they know how to be able to have jobs when AI is doing so much? How are our children going to be able to be productive and produced for their families? So I think that the problems, the international problems are very important from a national perspective, but when it gets right down to it, what's happening at your kitchen table right in front
exactly.
of you every single day is much more important than what's happening in China or Russia and the threats that may or may not emerge from those countries.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, Jenny Beth, because we're talking kitchen table issues here, these values, and the fact that you've got, 60% of America can't even come up with $1,000 right now, discretionary money. They're living paycheck to paycheck. And the problem is it all points to the Democratic Party and the policies of Joe Biden. Full stop. No exception. I mean, you got people out of work, businesses that have been crushed, that are no longer and will not come back. Minorities have been absolutely devastated under the policies of Joe Biden. Now, if you don't do any studying and you're not aware of what's going on, you know, and you listen to Joe Biden and his propaganda about Bidenomics, it gets confusing to you. But the fact you got to stop and just follow the money, connect the dots, and it's pretty academic when you break it down. You go, oh my God. It is. This is what's happened. I mean, the single biggest issue to me where Joe Biden did us so much damage was on day one when he canceled the XL pipeline and started executing a war on fuel and turned us from being energy independent to energy dependent. Just that alone, Jenny Beth, did so much damage to our economy.
Yeah, it did a tremendous damage to our economy. It affected people immediately who lost their jobs. Who built businesses around the pipeline that was being built. And then it affected the prices of everything because everything we produce and everything that comes into our home is reliant on energy. Like
exactly.
it or not, you have to have energy to make the world work. But his war on it continues. He wants to ban gas stoves. He wants to ban gas water heaters. He wants to ban gas generators. He wants to ban all of these items that we need in our homes that to replace them are going to cost us thousands and thousands of dollars because it's not just merely replacing the appliance, but retrofitting your home to work on the electrical grid rather than on natural gas. Is not an easy feat, and it doesn't happen at the blink of an eye. And
exactly.
they have no regard for that. They don't care. They just want their policy that takes care of green energy or their policy that lines their own pocket in whatever way it's lining their own pocket. And we all know at this point, Joe Biden lied so he could make money off of U.S. policy, and he lied to the American people in order to become president of the United States. And
exactly.
as long as they're making that money off of U.S. policy, they don't care what the cost is to all of us.
Yeah, it has been devastating, to say the least. And, of course, you know, this week, this kind of got drug out. We were supposed to hear this week from Devin Archer. We're getting some leaks, which I think is interesting, because usually we get leaks the other way that work against us. This time we're getting leaks that are kind of helping us out here regarding this private testimony that'll be before the House Oversight Committee about Hunter and then Vice President Joe Biden's shady involvement with the Ukrainian energy firm Burisma, right?
That's right. We are getting interesting leaks about it, and they've tried to have Devin Archer testify before them or talk to them two other times, and neither time it has worked out. So it will be interesting what he brings to the table and what information he gathers to help stitch together what the Biden crime family has been doing and how it operates. And I think the details may wind up being complicated, but the simple thing for everyone to remember is that Biden lied. He knew what Hunter Biden was doing. He was on phone calls with Hunter Biden as Hunter Biden was conducting business, and he and his family personally profited from the kind of policy decisions that the United States was making while he was vice president and probably senator as well.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, Jenny Beth, that blows me away is that, you know, and I keep going, what happened to Tony Bobulinski in all this? Tony Bobulinski already told us all this stuff, but I guess we need some more evidence because Tony was in the room and he was there in these meetings with Joe Biden and, you know, the communist Chinese and people from Ukraine, you know, in their business, doing business together. So he knows flat out that Joe Biden, as you say, is just lying to the American people. And, of course, you hear the narrative, how that is altered. It's kind of nuanced. I mean, they're really good at how to spin this stuff, is how, you know, Karine Jean-Pierre is spinning it. I mean, we went from, well, you know, question asked, question answered. You know, let's move on. The president said he had no involvement whatsoever with Hunter Biden. And now it's he has no involvement with, well, first of all, he said he's never talked to Hunter Biden or anybody about their business. And then it says he had nothing to do with their business. So there's slight little alterations in the story here, which I find it quite curious. And we also know that those kind of nuances tag along anybody that is not being honest.
Yes, that is correct. And the fact is, Joe Biden was the business. He was the product they were selling. He was the product. His access is the product that they were selling. So, and he was aware of that. He knew what was going on. And to say that he did it, it's just a lie.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, then on top of that, this week we find out about a Democratic donor who buys artwork from you know, from Hunter and ends up with some cherry ambassador job, right? I mean, hello? Does it take a lot of thinking to figure out how that came about?
No, not at all. And the artwork is ridiculous. I can't believe that it's going for as much as a Picasso piece would go for.
Exactly. Well, all I would say is that his 4-year-old daughter better sell that stuff that she got in the last court case. Get rid of it as fast as possible because it's going to be near worthless, you know, going forward, I think, in the near future. Just saying, just a bit of advice. That's it. Jenny Beth Martin, thank you for being with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Can you blame Governor Abbott? The border's being, it's just being so mishandled. And the danger that's coming through and into Texas. And so the governor decides, hey, I'm going to put some buoys out in the water. And I understand, you know, you got to do something to detract the people from wanting to come across the water there. I mean, short of alligators. I mean, in Florida here, we got gators. They're abounding. But, but the governor decides to put some, plastic balls out there. And the administration is going nuts, Chris Chmielewski. Chris Chmielewski joins us now, Numbers USA Vice President. Before we talk about the president's parole program, which is another issue, let's first address this, if you can. What do you make of this? I saw it as a desperate move from the governor of Texas to try and do something, just like the same thing that happened years ago with Barack Obama and the then governor of Arizona on the tarmac there, try and say, look, you got to help us. I mean, if you're in charge of national security and the border, I mean, let's get serious. And of course, Barack Obama kind of, pushed aside Jan Brewer there, the governor of the state, pushed her aside just like a weak little flea because he wasn't going to have anything to do with it. And he didn't care that it was injuring people. I mean, she's there with the facts, just like Governor Abbott is there with the facts of what's happening. But this administration doesn't want to hear it. They're hell bent on business as usual there, Chris.
Yeah. And, if you look at it, if you want to take it from their perspective, border crisis really isn't impacting them. It's impacting the people in Texas, the people that, right, that Governor Abbott represents. They're the ones that have absorbed the brunt of this border crisis for the last 2.5 years. Six million people or so crossing the border illegally since Biden took office, and most of those people are pouring into Texas. So he's trying to do something for the people there. I recently talked to people who are down in the Houston area, and they would regularly go down to Brownsville and some of the other border towns. They said they won't go near it now.
Of course.
So it's
with danger, with danger lurking.
Abbott's trying to do something, and Biden administration wants nothing to do with it.
Well, Chris, you, as you said, I mean, every state has become a border state. I mean, you got New York that was, you know, we're a sanctuary, you know, we're a sanctuary city, you know, and now you got the mayor going, hey, we're full, we have no more room, we're packed to the gills here, right? And so this is starting to happen in some of these, and interestingly enough, most of these are blue cities when you get into the interior, because they're eating up this federal money. And, you know, codependent with Joe Biden and these policies. And really, I think in the long run here, we're abusing these immigrants, because there's no way, Chris, that you can help these people. I mean, you know, so for the short term, you put them in $300, $500 a night hotel rooms. That's short term. What's long term? What are you doing about their lives going forward?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and that's when a lot of them end up resorting to crime or other bad actions, because there's nothing here for them. I mean, we have a tighter job market right now. You know, we've got a low unemployment rate. We do have a number of Americans who are of working age who are still sitting on the sidelines. They really haven't come back from the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of them that either lost their jobs or stopped working around that time. But, you know, there's not a whole lot for these folks to do. You know, we heard the Democrats when Florida passed its E-Verify law earlier this year, say, oh, the fruit's going to be wilting on the vine, and the vegetables, they're not going to get picked now because of this law. Yet, you know what? They're still producing. They're still somehow managing to get those fruits and vegetables picked down there. So
exactly,
you know, all these folks coming in. The bottom line is, our country can't absorb this many people in such a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
We were, prior to this border crisis, Numbers USA was crowing about the 1 million people that we add every single year to the United States through immigration, and whether or not we could absorb that many people. And now we're talking about, you know, 3-4 times that number each year.
Well, and the fact of the matter is that million on top of the million that is allocated for legal entry into the country, right? So you've got 2 million people coming, half of which you know, are totally reliant on the government. The other thing you mentioned, the connection with the cartels, this was an interesting number. You know, we were told last year that you reported on that the cartels had generated something like $13 billion in profit. And the focus at that point was mostly because of fentanyl and drugs and illegal drug trafficking. Now they're starting to look at the numbers of sex trafficking. They're saying sex trafficking in the United States, which is all being coordinated, and I mean, this is I don't know why it's a shock. It should not be a shock, but this is the first time we're hearing it, is that it is the cartels that are coordinating the sex trafficking inside of America, and we're looking at that as another, I don't know, $10, $15 billion in profit. Sex trafficking.
Yeah, is anyone surprised by this? And you know, and it's the Biden administration has addressed some of these things. We've got Alejandro Mayorkas testifying before Congress this week. I'm sure Republicans are going to put him under the gun and try to force him to answer some of these questions.
Are they going to bring, you know what they got to do with him there? They need to bring out a tarp and just lay a tarp down, because the blood splattering of this poor man is just going to be a disaster. I mean, he's going to be filleted three ways to Sunday, you know, metaphorically, of course, I'm talking here. But, I mean, it is going to be a mess. And it'll probably, at the end of the day, look like a crime scene. And the Democrats will try to point it that way. But that's the reality. Because how can this guy defend himself, Chris?
Yeah, he can. And when I mean, this is, Democrats are going to try to point at, right, how Republicans on the committee might end up treating him. But if you look at the polling, there's not a whole lot of Americans. You got to look pretty far and wide to find any American that really supports this administration's immigration policy, primarily its border policy. And that's without a whole lot of mainstream media coverage. Imagine if we had blanket coverage of this crisis.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
During the Trump administration. where the people would be. So, you know, Democrats can try to do that, but I don't think they're going to find many sympathetic ears. And at the same time, you know, look at Mayorkas. He's been asked these questions over and over again, and he just continues to stonewall Congress on them. He won't tell them how many children they've lost contact with who have crossed the border illegally. He won't answer them on whether or not they've cracked down on children being shifted from NGOs that are being funded by the government into basically slave labor encampments to pay back their debts to the drug cartels. How many people have actually been released into the United States after crossing the border? So there's so many unanswered questions that this administration refuses to answer because it's being so the lack of transparency is just appalling from them.
Chris, my hope is that the Republicans can get united with some sort of strategy on how to hold Mayorkas' feet to the fire. Yes,
yeah.
It's self-evident, but let's not get into a lot of bravado and editorial and that, but let's have a plan. This is one thing I can hand to the Democrats. The Democrats will have a strategy and say, okay, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to deflect it. You know, you handle this part of the subject, you handle this, and they have their assignments, and they stay pretty true to it, right? Republicans,
right.
They're all over the place. It's like, wait a minute, do you guys not talk? Do you not get together and figure out some sort of strategy here? Because, look, at Mayorkas' feet needs to be held to the fire here. And he, you know, he constantly self-indicts. And it just, listen, ask the question. Let him talk. Let him hang himself. But you've
right.
got to have a strategy and a system on how to do this. And this is what I see that gets so frustrating for me. When the Republicans do it, yeah, there's some question, but you've got to wade through some of this stuff, and I don't care a lot about the you know, the editorializing that goes on. I mean, if you have something that really is a cogent point and something that really needs to be editorial, fine. But just to do it because you're looking for a soundbite that you can use for your campaign, the American people don't care about that.
Yeah, I think you just hit all the points that I was going to respond.
Awesome.
You're right. We're a year away from midterm elections, and unfortunately, with such a hot button issue, all too often these committee hearings become campaign launching points for these members of Congress. This is the way they can get some TV time. They can get a clip on Fox News or their local newscast back at home.
Right.
But you're right. The reality is as I was mentioning, we don't have a whole lot of answers from Mayorkas. So ask the question, let them answer the question.
Exactly.
But, you know, most of these members of the committee, they're given 5 minutes and they want to talk for four of them so they can get their YouTube clip. And, you know, we're guilty of it too. We're usually taking some of those really, really good clips and reposting them on Facebook to get some attention. But yeah, this should be, Mayorkas should be on the hot seat and he should have to be able to defend it and not just give empty answers, and when he does give empty answers, I hope they pounce on him and give him a real answer or expose him for the fact that he's giving them empty answers.
Well, the fact of the matter, Chris, he's not going to give an answer. I mean, he constantly deflects. This is the language of the Democratic Party. They know how to play the game, you know, just like judges. When you go to vet a judge, you're trying to find out what their philosophy is. Well, I really can't address that because that is a case that may be coming up in my court and it would be inappropriate for me to give you an answer, right?
Right.
Deflection,
right.
So we don't know. So that's what they do. Chris Chmielewski, he's the Numbers USA VP. Thank you, Chris. Take care. Have a great day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Anytime.